Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen to them.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Hey, it is another episode of Unregimented. I am Chris.
I'm Jay.
I'm Aaron.
To finish my thought about cops, right? So I'm driving home on the freeway. I look at the overpass because right in between where there's two big ass signs that tell you what the exits are. And I can see in between them that there's a cop car parked there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he must have had a buddy somewhere.
Sure.
You know, he'd just like zapping him with the radar gun. And
laser.
What's that?
Laser.
Laser. Yeah. 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 And, you know, tell his buddy a mile up who to look out for. But what the fuck?
Like, revenue what? Generating, man. Generating
it's
revenue.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Find the poorest looking automobile. Pull it over.
Yep, that's pretty much it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find the one that, like, you know, won't pass any fucking emissions anywhere, even though Michigan doesn't have emissions.
Right.
Look at that 70.
That car doesn't look like they can afford
shit.
2 years worth of fines.
Right, right. And then, like, with that, like, you got nailed with that. Fucking driver accountability, which thank God they got rid of. But,
yeah,
I mean,
they didn't get rid of it completely. They're starting to phase it out, but yeah.
Oh, when's it phase out? Because I got 3 points before they start charging me for it. I got a letter the other day that was pretty much like, "Hey, watch it, buddy."
Yeah,
I got 2 out of state accidents last year, but I accrued 4 points. So I just got a letter that was like, "Hey, just so you know, at 7." We assess you one of them driver responsibility fees.
No, you know what really sucks is I'm paying off all these driver responsibility fees, and since I've incurred all these charges, they've changed the law so that these infractions would not incur driver responsibility fees anymore. So it's just weird, you know.
Yeah, Scott's nailed with that right now too, man. Like, he'll never get his fucking license back. He owes him like $1,200 or something like that. A dude like that, you know.
Yeah,
no, Scott didn't mean
I own $2,600 right now, and I'm about to pay him off in a couple weeks here.
Thank God for tax season.
That kind of like dovetails into a thought I had this week.
What's
and maybe
that?
We've talked about this before. Maybe we haven't. You know, it's obviously, next year's 2016. I mean, the rhetoric has already
begun. You're already jumping ahead. We're
that's
barely
a
into
fucking year, dude.
15.
Oh, no, yeah. But I mean, what's things like, I mean, did you watch The Daily Show at all last week?
No.
I mean, that was like the first thing like Jon Stewart kind of got into was just how everyone's jumping the gun in 2016. But anyway, I mean, you already...
Oh, yeah.
You're having your people, you know, let's mention today again what Elizabeth Warren, who will tell you the playing field's never level. And I thought about things like that. And it doesn't seem, and, you know, they'll tell you the system stacked against you or against us or whoever, the general we, us.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's so much stacked against you as it is once you get on the wrong side of it, then you're fucked.
Yeah, like, it's hard to get back on.
Like, I think we all have an equal shot. You know, I don't think it is set up.
I don't know about that. I don't. My opinion.
I don't
is
think it's
not,
set up for you to fail. I think it's set up that once you get on the wrong side of it, then you're fucked.
I think it's not even a case of the deck being stacked against me. I wasn't even invited to the table to play.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
I don't know, man. I've had some encounters with police like lately. You know, and police called on me at my house for lighting fireworks off.
Mm-hmm.
3 cops. You know, they were called for you know, shots fired, and luckily right. I blew off fireworks where they could.
Well, I was
find
talking out. About that. Yeah. I was talking about the system in general.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Mm-hmm. It's like they could have ticketed me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could have fined me. And like, the thing is they pull up in my driveway. There's a nice car in the driveway.
Yeah.
It's a nice looking house. You know, I could afford the ticket. You know what I mean? Like, it's
yep.
obvious that I could probably afford the ticket more so than, you know, other people. Because, like I said, I'm not trying to be classist or whatever like that, whatever. You know, there's a work van in the driveway, blah, blah, blah. Brand new driveway, brand new fence, da, da, da. And I got off with a warning. Like, just, hey, don't do that again. And now, is that because they pulled up and they saw my house was nice?
Right.
I shut my mouth and didn't say a whole lot.
I think you probably said yes, sir, no, sir.
Oh, absolutely. How not to get your ass kicked by the police.
Yeah.
I said nothing until he stopped and wanted me to respond. That was exactly. I said, oh, hi, guys. You know, that was the first thing I said.
You know,
coming out of a 6-foot privacy fence. You know, that you know, these guys are responding to this kind of call. And there's a dude coming out of a privacy fence. You know, like, that's a fucking scary thing for a cop. They don't know what to expect,
right.
Really, you know? Like, yeah. Oh, man, oh, here's another asshole.
Expounding on what I was, and I even got even, you know, obviously smoked some good shit because I got deep into this stuff. Right. But I just also, I think at most cases, I'm going to qualify this, right? Most cases, most, not okay. All.
Yeah.
Most. I think if you look at most people in shitty situations, you're going to find a series of bad choices.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, attitude and bad choices.
Yeah.
Well, their attitude reflects their bad choices because their life is fucking drama.
Well, I said most because you know what? There's always bad luck.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, people tell you make your own luck, but you know what? A lot of times I know someone right now who just seems like the last 6 months for her just needs a reset button.
I hear you, man. No.
I mean, this whole situation with my license currently and all the money that I owe the state, I think it's exorbitant. I think it's ridiculous, but I'm not trying to deflect responsibility either. There were decisions that I made that got me into this situation. There were stupid decisions that I made.
You made a mistake.
And it wasn't about being, you know, mouthy with cops or anything like that got me into trouble. I'm always respectful in those types of situations, but it was my irresponsibility that got me into this hole in the first place. It's the state's fault that the hole's so deep.
Yeah,
but it's my fault for jumping in it.
I really think that's bullshit. Like, $2,600. I mean, like, really, dude? Yeah. How much in fines did you pay already on top of it? You know, that's rhetorical, but I'm just saying, you know, I know there's like at least fucking $500 in fines.
Well, for every offense, it's $500, and that's per year for 2 years.
Right. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy, dude. How do you get out of that hole? You know, like, how does, like, really, you know.
You piss off your ex-wife. Yeah. That's what you do. You say, it's the only way out of it. I'm sorry. If you want me to continue to work and have a car, then I'm going to have to use this money to pay off the state and not you.
Right. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Sorry, kids.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Well, and that's the other hole you're in. You got two, you know? Child support, which is a fucking hole, a gaping hole, like, you know, hey.
Right, so I'm currently, like, digging another hole to fill the other one.
Well, that's how it goes. But you're digging a more forgivable hole, I guess, you know?
Exactly.
Like, something that doesn't, you know.
Hey, you can't hate me forever, right?
Right. You're going to get your money, goddammit. Just give me a minute, you know? If you want me to pick the kids up ever, I need to pay this off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I have another reason. And then that's the other thing, she hates you for that, too, because, like, you're goddamn irresponsible. Yeah, I'm sure you heard all that already.
Yes.
And I hope you're listening to this, whoever Aaron's ex-wife is. Kiss my ass.
I always love when people with no job call you irresponsible.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
No comment.
Been there, done that.
I'm going to rag on Todd right now. I love when people fucking say they don't vote, but they have a fucking political opinion about your political opinion. It's like, go fuck yourself. Go vote, bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry, Todd. Not really, but love you, man. That wasn't directly. I guess it was directly at you, but.
Sorry, not sorry.
You know, all due respect, sir. How about that? All due respect, sir, in the choices that you make, but, you know, that, yeah. I don't know how I got on that. Why'd I get on that? I mean, he's not even here to defend himself.
Right.
You're going to edit that out, aren't you? Because you don't.
He may not actually be in the country much longer.
No. Get deported.
No, I just think
they found out he was from another planet.
Okay, speaking of, here's kind of a, you know, you talk about law enforcement and also deportation. So there's this guy, he's like 20, in his late 20s.
Okay.
He's got like dual master's degrees, like really educated. He's, he's got his citizenship like he's lived in the United States, has a citizenship and everything like that. He got pulled over by the police. The police found some what's the drug that all the college kids do? Adderall? Adderall?
Yeah.
Found some Adderall in his sock, okay? Three Adderall pills in his sock,
oh,
right?
Jesus.
So he gets off, the state lets him off on 2 year or a year and a half probation for it. Right. So what? You know, all the fines and blah, 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 that goes with that. Here's the thing. Fucking guy got deported for drug paraphernalia for a sock. They said his fucking sock was drug paraphernalia because he was storing his drugs in his sock. Got deported. Like, has his citizenship and gets deported.
Adderall has amphetamine in it. Did he have a prescription for the Adderall?
I don't believe so,
then
but
that's probably why.
But he didn't get deported for the drugs.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But that's if he didn't have a prescription for the Adderall, then that's probably why the sock was labeled paraphernalia.
Right. So that went, his deportation went all the way to the Supreme Court, and I think it's still like pending kind of a thing. I heard this on NPR today, so I'm regurgitating that. But I was just like, really? Like, fucking really? Like, okay, I could get the fact that, like, you're deported because you don't have a prescription for this drug, for this amphetamine, you know? And that's why you're deported. You violated our drug laws, but, like, you got deported for, and the state let him off, you know, basically just on probation. But you deport him over, you know, the feds deport him over a fucking... Great.
Now, anytime the cops pull over somebody wearing socks, they're going to be like, yeah. Wait
that's
a minute.
Drug paraphernalia.
Let me see inside your socks.
Like
what kind of drugs you got in there?
How far do you go? I mean, come on. Drug paraphernalia, to me, is a way to ingest the drug.
Something that would be used exclusively for,
not to hide. Like, right. Okay, is the baggie...
That dual purpose is keeping your feet dry and warm.
So that means the baggie your marijuana is in is drug paraphernalia. It is. But the sock that you... Oh. A sock.
You want to drive a cop crazy? Have paraphernalia, but no drugs. I mean, it's not fun.
Clean paraphernalia.
They'll keep you there all day looking for shit. Yeah, we know you got shit.
Nope. See how it's empty? Means I had it.
No. One time, group of friends went out and went to some house party. Ended up crashing there. Came back early in the morning, and realized when we were passing the grocery store that it was after 7, so we were going to go buy some more beer. And
that's always a good idea.
Yeah, buddy. It's reset time, baby.
So one of my friends that went in with me to buy the beer balked like a chicken really loud. Actually, I think he was doing a chicken lady impression from Kids in the Hall.
Nice.
And that was the last straw for them, apparently. They already didn't like the cut of our jib, and when he got loud for that second, they called the cops.
Yeah.
And so we came out to find two cop cars waiting for us.
Aww.
And they said, you know, they're like, everybody out of the car. One of the chicks that I went there with had borrowed a hoodie from the girl whose house we stayed at, and had a bowl in the pocket of the hood. She does not smoke pot.
Oh, man.
And it had, like, fallen out onto the seat. So we all get out of the car, and the cop's like, what's that? And we're like, we have no idea. And he's like, yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, seriously. I don't know where that bowl came from. We put it together afterwards. But, yeah, we were there for another 2 hours. While they were like, because we had a car, it was like 5 people in one car. And they kept pulling everybody aside and, like, you know, seeing if somebody's going to tell a different story and tell them, oh, we know you've got drugs. We know you've got drugs. I'm sorry. You can keep searching. You're not going to find anything.
Mickey Pop making a second appearance this podcast. Well, actually, by this point, it'll be second... Second appearance this week. It'll be by this point.
Did I miss the first one? I'm trying to think.
I played I Want to Be Your Dog.
Oh.
One night he was talking about his,
right.
his new dog. Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing Unregimented on Facebook, following us on Twitter at UnregimentedPod. You can subscribe to Unregimented on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find Unregimented on Stitcher Radio. You can now listen to a new episode of Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sunday, Eminem Question Everything. Monday and Thursdays, we have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedsman Podcast Nugget. You also get the Toddzilla X-Pod whenever he gets around to it, and you'll like it. That's how it goes. Wednesday, we have the Projection Booth. We also have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. Fridays, you get the full episode of the Weedsman Podcast. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table.
I tried to find a fucking massage place that was open before I came over here, man. It's like, yeah, everyone that's open right around now, I don't really want to go to.
No.
I'm like, son of a bitch, I want a real massage, you know? Yeah. Like,
no happy ending.
No, no.
Not today.
I'm married, goddammit. That doesn't happen anymore. Well, not at a massage parlor.
Yeah.
And it rarely happens anyways.
It's funny, when I'm in New York, you see the massage parlors open at like 11 o'clock at night.
Dude, yeah, them girls probably got like herpes on their hands and shit.
I could totally do a back massage at 11:30.
Yeah, that ain't what the massage
on a Friday. Yeah.
I was talking to an ex-cop.
Back massage on the front.
Ex-cop today. He's used to be an Auburn Hills policeman.
Yeah.
And I was actually talking to him. I'm like, man, I want to go get a freaking goddamn massage, man. I'm like, but I don't know, like, you know, I don't know where to go. And he starts going, he goes, look on backpages.com. I'm like, with a straight face, I'm like, what do you want me to get fucking arrested? He goes, how do you know about Backpages? You shouldn't know about Backpages. I'm like, I know about a lot of things, man. You know, like, why wouldn't I know about that website? You know, now everybody knows that listens to this podcast. It's going to be very popular. No, it's I found out about that website because a friend of mine's girlfriend, her daughter, she had a kid very young, but her daughter was a hooker on Backpages. So she's a heroin addict, dude. I feel really bad. I feel really bad for the family because she's got two kids by two different guys that are, she never sees them. She got fucking herpes and like just, she's all messed up. But yeah, he shows me a picture of her on Backpages. I've never seen it. She goes, check this out. I'm like, really? Her name was Cassandra, right?
Oh.
Now her mom's name is Cassie. How fucking disrespectful is that, dude? Talk about fuck you, mom.
Wow.
Nah, yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. But that's what happens when you grow up without a dad.
You've been spending our rent money on Filipino hookers.
Not hookers. Massage therapist.
Massage your cock for money. There's a word for that. I think it's hooker.
You're a hooker!
I got a friend of mine that's like, him and I are notorious for being just perverted assholes, you know. And my wife knows this, right? Because him and I used to go to strip clubs all the time. My wife knows my past about all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I was honest with her, whatever. Before I got married to her, I was honest with her. I'm like, listen,
yeah,
you know, I've done this and this and this and this. If it grosses you out, I get it.
You don't do less history, more mystery?
No. No, I was trying to be honest with this one. And
see, I had one girlfriend ask me that. I was like, you want to know why? Is that because it's not going to, because this is conversation is not going to go how you want it to go.
Right. No, you want me to say no, but I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
You know, like,
just know we both existed before each other as independent operating units.
So we're married, right? And I was looking for a place to get a massage. And a friend of mine tells me about this friend of mine that we were known for being, for doing things, not together, but, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm going to go to this place. I'm not going to mention the name. So-and-so told me to go to. And she's like, oh, really? I'm like, what do you mean, oh, really? She's like, you're going to a massage parlor that he recommended to you. He's single, right? This guy's fucking single. And yeah, sends me like, he was going to Pattaya, right? And he sends me the menu of the brothel that he was going to. It was like for $25 American, you get a king size bed, a jacuzzi room, and two girls for like 4 hours.
That's a fucking deal.
Fucking
wow.
I was like, are they 12? Like, you fucking sick bastard. Sick bastard. No, so, you know, so my wife's like, no, I don't want you going to that place. I'm like, it's a fucking massage place. Like, she's like, yeah, if he goes there, you're not going to that massage place. Something you call love, but confess.
I mean, you know what this is, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And now
someone else is getting. I wonder if Aaron does.
What? What do you mean? The song?
You know what?
No,
never
song.
Mind.
What did I miss?
I don't think you guys. Hey, you'll know right now.
No, isn't it like.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Yeah.
Not just this minute. Yeah, well, baby.
Platoon, right?
So
or Full Metal Jacket.
Me yeah, so Full Metal.
So, brother, to buku.
Yeah.
To buku my ass.
What I got here
is some Alabama black snake.
No boom boom with soul brother.
You long time. Me so horny.
That's so gross.
And you know what? This is also the part. This is probably one of the last good scenes in this movie.
Yeah. It was a good movie, though.
I don't know. But
I love that movie.
Yeah.
To me, that movie wants the gunny and Private
Pyle.
What
is your major malfunction, Pyle?
Once, yeah, once Private Pyle takes out the gunny and himself.
Yeah.
To me, even after this scene, the movie starts getting a little preachy.
Yeah, but it's a Vietnam movie, of course. No, it's preachy.
Yeah, but it's—I don't know. I thought the first half of the movie was.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, it captured.
Yeah, well, it's fucking Kubrick, dude. I mean, he fucking draws everything out.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, dude, you could have said that in like 2 minutes and not an hour. You
know? Did you ever see Eyes Wide Shut?
Yes.
I'm not getting that part of my life back.
No, I'm not either. Yeah, nice boobies.
That movie has its moments.
Yeah.
But doesn't really.
It just kind of like took part of my little bit of soul that I have.
I would see that at the drive-in.
The fact that you can say the sentence, "A Clockwork Orange," made much more sense than this movie.
Yeah, that's.
It's a red flag.
That's right on right there. That's spot on. It's like, what the fuck did I. What just happened to those 3 hours?
It was just. But the thing is, too, it. And I am a Tom Cruise fan.
Sure.
Think what you want about the guy.
Well, no, I get it. No.
I'm not buying you as an art house guy, Tom. Fucking make action movies, do your fucking dramedies.
Right. Yeah, no.
I was
War of the Worlds was fucking awesome.
I love that movie.
You know, be what you are, Tom.
Yeah.
Be the big box office guy.
Shove your Scientology up your ass and just fucking act.
You know, I wasn't buying him as an art house movie guy, and that's what I think. That was his attempt to get some artistic credibility as an actor.
There was a movie he was a rock star in, man. He was fucking hilarious in that movie.
Oh, what is that called? Rock of Ages?
Something like that. He was fucking hilarious in that movie, man.
I didn't see it.
See, now my love for Tom Cruise dies off after about the year 2000.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I saw A Few Good Men, man. I saw that when I was like 12 or 13. I was going to be a lawyer.
Born on the 4th of July, I was kind of like, yeah, okay. I mean, it was an okay movie.
I liked it.
I mean, it was okay.
I still love...
It was written really well. I don't think... It didn't catch me when I watched it. Like, mm-hmm. I must have been in the wrong mood, you know?
Yeah.
One of those things. Because I saw, like, the power of it. I understood the power of the movie, but it was okay. You know, I'm really not in a mood for this, I guess.
Yeah, I still... I like all the Mission Impossible movies.
I want to see that.
Some are better than others. There's going to be another one.
American Sniper movie, man. I want to see that.
Yeah, that looks pretty interesting. I need to see Birdman.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds like it was like the sleeper movie of last year.
Well, you know what? Actually, I downloaded a copy of it.
Shh, no, you didn't. Yeah.
With the screener access code we were given by the studio?
Yeah.
That's the ticket.
So my digital copy, I downloaded it.
There was a frame rate problem. Like, it was dropping frames.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, especially...
Take that, motherfucker. I don't like no mice around here.
Oh, I thought it was an ashtray that I knocked over.
Yeah, that was your mouse.
That's it, ticket.
So when the camera, like, moves, when it pans across the scene, you can see it jump.
Oh.
And so I actually watched almost half of it, but I couldn't do it anymore. I was, like, really into what the movie was doing, but it was that jumpiness was so distracting because it's all... filmed as if it was one continuous shot.
Mm.
right? There's edits in there that has to be because it jumps time throughout it. But everything is like one continuous camera shot. And it just... I have to like go see that movie and just get sucked into it because it looks just incredible. And it seems to go some bizarre places.
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra. And when you buy something, it will help show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. Yes, even while the NFL playoffs are happening, you can still do fantasy football at DraftKings.com. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you will get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Have you guys heard about Donald Trump's lawsuit?
No.
I bet it's frivolous and litigious.
He's suing Palm Beach County for $100 million because he says that... it's because of the airplane traffic over his hotel. And it's the noise is disturbing. He's constantly cleaning his building because it's all full. It's all sooty.
Yeah.
And he believes that they are intentionally directing traffic over his hotel to spite him.
Okay. I mean, clearly, did they change traffic patterns since he put the hotel up? I mean, that's...
I don't know.
That's like, dude, didn't you pay attention? Like, come on, you're fucking Donald Trump. You're like one of the best real estate...
Doesn't he own like super tall building in New York?
Yeah, right.
It's two little places called JFK and LaGuardia. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, clearly this guy thinks the whole world revolves around him and his business, though.
But him and Ted Nugent hang out.
You're fired.
Everybody's fired.
Everybody's fired.
Overflights.
The city planner.
Have caused a direct substantial invasion of the property by excessive, unreasonable, unwarranted, and uninvited noise, vibration, fumes, and pollution and residue, which caused direct physical damage.
$100 million? Holy crap.
$100 million.
Couldn't you tear the building down and move it for that kind of money? And he's going to leave the building there. You know what I mean? Like, he's still going to own the freaking building. And he's still going to charge those people the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It takes a fucking diamond rating off my diamond status. The FAA hates me.
Trump bought the Spanish-tiled Oceanside Mansion. Oh, this is a mansion. This isn't even a skyscraper or anything. In 1985, lawsuit said that it was built in 27 and therefore predates the existence of the airport.
Oh.
Built in 1930.
So why didn't he like buy the planning commission at the time and tell them not to build the airport there? That makes more sense that, you know, the airport wasn't even there when he built it.
But. Well, no. He bought it in 85. The airport's been there since 1930.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck, man?
I don't know, but it's a horrible injustice.
Well, like, you didn't pay attention when you bought it? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure air traffic has increased since he bought it.
Sure.
But, you know, but $100 million, like, isn't there better things for people, like, spend their money on than Donald Trump?
Right. Most people who live under a flight path just get enough money, they just move.
Yeah, right.
They don't go, oh, we need to redirect traffic.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is like, okay, is he suing them and he wants traffic redirected or just suing them for the money?
Well, it's Donald Trump. It's probably for the money.
For the money. He doesn't have enough.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything on...
Is he a billionaire yet?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a billionaire?
Or did he... I don't know, maybe...
I know he went bankrupt. Oh, well, his version of bankrupt is, you know.
His version of bankrupt would set us up till we die.
Dude, it set my fucking whole family up till we die. I mean, good for him for coming back and whatever. I mean, whatever.
$3.5 billion.
$3.5 billion. Okay,
is what he's worth right now.
I guess that's a one percenter, right?
So, what is him personally or his business holding?
No, it just says Donald Trump. How do you differentiate?
I don't know.
But he's in the Forbes 400. He's at 134th on the list. Yeah, oof. I bet.
Come on, Donald. Thought you got to be number one and everything.
Yeah, nah, dude. Not with...
He's freaking... richer than Oprah. Holy shit.
Is he really? Yeah.
Who's number one? Is it still like the Sultan of Brunei or...
I don't have the whole list. Well, here we go. Full list of 500.
Extending our Pink Floyd.
Bill Gates, 76 billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember when he was at...
I'll do whatever I wanted every day. If that was we do today, what the fuck I want? But you, no, you really, no, man, really, whatever
yeah.
I want.
Yeah, right.
I can afford whatever I want.
If I was the 500th guy on that list, I'd be doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I
wouldn't
kill
even have
you,
to make the list.
Make you disappear. I can erase your existence.
Yeah,
right. I have $76 billion.
I am Microsoft, motherfucker.
So you'd go Breaking Bad, huh?
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean...
Who's number two?
Let's not mince words here.
What? Carlos Slim Halu and family. $72 billion. Who the... Source of...
Cartel?
Telecom.
Oh.
Ah. Some guy named Escobar.
Yeah.
He's fourth on the list.
Number three, Amancio Ortega. Never heard of him. $64 billion. And then Warren Buffett.
Okay.
Warren Buffet. You know, I read an article about him recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, he's the world's richest man because he still lives like he doesn't have any money.
Right.
Well, fourth richest.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, well. Now, that guy's...
Like, he drives like a car like the one I got in the driveway.
Yeah.
He owns a modest house. Like, it's... All his money is... He's just taken all his money. He saved it, and he just keeps reinvesting it and reinvesting it and reinvesting it. And that's how he acquired his wealth.
Yeah. I don't think...
I don't know, but... I don't know. That much money, and you can't enjoy it? I mean...
Well. But he, well, he donates.
He's not about...
He does, though. No, he donates a lot of fucking money, man.
Yeah, a lot of it's to charity.
Sure, he gives even, a warm, fuzzy feeling.
And he even said in this article, he's not about opulence.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
No, he's...
We've got for NBA players.
You know, he uses most of his money and his fame, basically, for liberal causes.
Yeah.
You know, that's... You know, he's good at it. I'm cool with him, man. Warren Buffett's all right in my book. I mean, when he came out and said he pays less taxes than his freaking secretary does, that's like, holy shit.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. And he was pissed about it, too. He's like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, too.
Did he open up his checkbook? He's like, the federal government's going to say no?
Right.
I'd like to,
no, he just
to give you more money.
He
when
pays,
has our government said well, no to
it's
more
not,
money?
It's not like he's sitting down doing his own taxes
but,
either.
But the thing is like
Martha,
yeah,
what did we make?
You never know.
That's
he's
what
he's
I
frugal man.
Know.
You never know.
This is what I want to know. Okay, so he paid less in taxes, but how much did he pay that team of people to make it so that he pays less in taxes?
Good, good
you
point.
Know? Like, you know, there's people that are making millions off of him just for that. Where, like, just pay your fucking
well,
taxes.
That's the thing is, like, he pays somebody to do all that, and that's their job is to find all these loopholes and shit and all the credits that he can get. And
he probably owns a lawyer firm. You know? Like,
No, he probably has, like, it's really not exaggeration. He probably has a team of people where keep me rich. This is your job.
Yep. You get to make a lucrative wage off me. And
I mean, my. Or even my job in a nutshell, if I had to sum it up, it's to help the person who bought a business make the most money they can.
Sure.
I'm on that team. Sure. I'm provided as part of a service. You know?
That's okay. That's okay, though. Those people pay for that service.
You know what's funny, too? Most people I deal with, not born here.
No.
Nope.
I'm sure.
It's one guy with such... Just his stories... Fucking motivational. Guy showed up at Newark Airport in 1994 with nothing in his wallet. He used the money that he saved up to get here. And he brought his wife and his kids. I think he had a relative or something over here, family over here. Stayed with them, got set up, worked like three or four jobs for like 15 years, bought himself a hotel. He said something that was like, he bought the hotel for like $500,000 or something, sold it for $3.2 million.
Wow.
Now the guy owns like he's in like four or five different franchise systems. He owns like, you know, two or three hotels, a couple stores in this concept here, a couple stores in this concept there.
Yeah.
And that story is more common than not.
Right. No, I know. Well, that's, they have the drive. That's the thing, yeah, is we as Americans were like,
no, eh. And you got, yeah, and then you got people like our people in our peer group. Yeah.
Like, I watch TV. Fuck it.
Yeah. Or why am I not hired at CEO? What do you mean I have to start at the bottom?
Oh, right.
To clarify, you said that story is more common than not, meaning with, more common amongst
with who I deal
successful
with.
People.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, yeah, well, who's I deal with? Yeah, and but successful people in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seen rock bottom.
Yeah, well, it was just, in his case, it was like, okay, I'm here in a new country. I don't have anything. I have this wife and these children that have to live indoors,
yeah,
and eat
provide.
Food.
Yeah.
You know, I bet that that instinct drives a lot of things. You know that, you know, we go, wow, this person's got such this person's got such a motor, and they're so motivated, and that's probably where their motivation comes from.
The other thing though is like, think
I like
about
eating.
Where they came from. Like, mm-hmm. being homeless here is like fucking being rich in some places. You
right,
know?
I've made that point a lot and gotten crucified about it. What we classify as poor here, I am not saying they're not poor.
I'm not either, because
we
expensive as fuck to live here. It's
as
expensive
poor
fuck.
Here, yeah, there right. are people in other countries who would fucking trade with the yeah. in a second.
Right.
Like, we have poor people who have big screen TVs.
Yeah.
Right.
We have poor
yeah.
people who own a car.
Yeah. Yes. And can afford the gas and insurance and the blah, 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 and some weed.
Yeah.
You know? They're not, like, having guns held to their head to go pick poppies.
You know, and I don't right. think our way of life, I don't think we are entitled to our way of life.
No, it's yeah. work, dude. It takes hard work to get your shit. Like, mm-hmm. it's fucking work, man. You want a microphone. How many hours does it take you to buy a microphone? I mean, you know, and
right.
you know, but it, you know.
But the guys who come over here with nothing in their wallet, I mean, that's yeah. where story that I told is more common than not.
Their thing is like, they come over to this country.
They have
like,
perspective.
It's
they know
freedom.
What it's.
Like, this is fucking freedom, and I can do whatever I want, because even if I'm poor here, I still have enough money to do something else with it.
They have perspective.
Yeah, totally.
Poor where they came from is nowhere near poor here.
No, we're nowhere near the ghettos.
Having nothing where a lot of these guys come from is literally having nothing.
Yeah, like Slumdog Millionaire kind of thing.
Where a lot of people yeah. here say they have nothing. They have one TV.
Right.
Right.
And no cable.
Yeah.
And a 10-year-old car.
Right.
Which is why, I mean, I know we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, but that's kind of the point I was trying to make when we were talking about immigration and how tighter immigration, letting less people into this country is only going to hurt this country long term, because you're not letting in enough people with this drive to get something done. And you're going to end up with a whole nation full of entitled assholes.
We already have that. That or they're
it's going to get worse.
That or they're in a fucking gang, which is...
Yeah, the Occupy attitude will just proliferate.
Yeah.
Proliferate and proliferate. You know, and it's we've heard it, well, it's no secret, we are Adam Carolla fans, but we've heard, yeah. I think his last couple weeks, he's nailed on this point a lot, whereas there's no solution as far, a lot of people just sitting around, bitching about things, everything sucks, no solution.
Oh, like nobody's coming up with the solution to their problem, they just want a bitch.
Yeah. And it's everything should be handed. I shouldn't have to work for anything. I'm going with this. No, it went from, hey, you should try and be like that guy. That guy worked hard, and now he's got this, and he's made something. It's went from try to be like that guy to fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's the enemy.
Mm-hmm. You
well,
know, and
in some cases, some of them are.
Yeah. Oh, no, but you get the impression, you know, and especially like the impression I get from a lot of people when I talk to them is like, there was a fucking like Illuminati meeting and I got my name picked out of a hat and I got inducted into this secret club that met at fucking midnight on a Thursday and you now get to be, I fucking worked my ass
yeah,
off.
Right. right. No,
you
yeah.
know, and it's,
I get the same thing.
And I think a lot of times we forget about, you know, it turns into have and have not.
Yep.
You don't think about, you know, yes, there's at this point in our history, there's a lot of old money. A lot of people born into a caste system, for lack of a better, you know. But there's a lot of times we forget about, you know, that, you know how that guy got there? Fucking he hasn't slept 8 hours a day in a decade.
Right.
You know? Right. He's on his third wife.
We seem to, you know, still, but we're still into the rags to riches story in general, mm-hmm. but it's not rags to working your ass off to get riches. It's rags to getting a record deal, getting signed with some team.
Or a lawsuit or a...
Right.
Or, you know, like, Social Security.
The storyline of Annie does not happen in real life. Yeah, Danny Warbucks does not show up and pick you up off the street.
Your life is going to magically change one day because somebody's going to appreciate your talents for no reason.
No, it takes a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, a lot of fucking work.
Guys, we've talked about this week already. Eminem, Kid Rock. You always hear...
They busted their
rags
asses.
Rags to riches. What you don't hear about
Kid
is...
Kid Rock wasn't rags to riches, though.
Well, no, but that's just the part of the Kid Rock story you never hear about. You know, all of a sudden, one day, he's just on Atlantic Records and he's playing. What you don't hear about is him going back and forth to New York every weekend.
Right.
To play gigs, to meet with
him
people.
Him going personally to record stores to pick up his cash for Top Dog, like Top Dog Records, you know?
No. You don't hear about Eminem bouncing back and forth between L.A. and here every other week. You don't hear about it, it's like, Dr. Dre just showed up and went, here you go, honky, you want to be in the rap game? Yeah. You know, it's fucking... You know, somebody didn't just go, hey, Bob Ritchie from Romeo, Michigan.
And Dr. Dre didn't just bounce up and be like, hey, I'm fucking Dr. Dre. I'm the first billionaire fucking hip-hop artist, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that didn't happen. That dude lived in fucking Compton and, like, dealt with some bullshit.
Yeah, everything, whether it's music, movies, TV, fucking an author.
No.
Everything you hear that is an overnight success story has at least a decade behind it.
Oh, yeah, totally. Sometimes more.
Yeah.
No. And, like, you know, like, you could be in a fucking band, like a decent fucking band that has a decent gimmick and it plays decent music, and for 15 fucking years you play the same fucking thing and it doesn't go anywhere.
But now we hate that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Wow.
Is it hating? I mean, if we get to the root of a lot of it,
it's jealousy.
Yeah, is it envy? Is that where a lot of it's rooted?
No, man, it's just honestly where that comes from is there is a like the largest gap between, you know, the rich and the
income
poor.
Disparity is at an all-time high.
I didn't have those fancy words. So.
I was here. I got to get a job like you. Well, fucking you.
Yeah.
Better work 80-hour weeks for decade.
My job.
That's how I got mine.
I work with, you know, everybody's supposed to be quote-unquote equals, right? You know, it's union, so you're supposed to be equal. And I'll be sitting there on my laptop programming something, and these dudes are, you know, doing their job, which is physical labor, and they'll come by a room that I'm setting up and programming, and they'll be like, oh, it must be fucking nice to be able to just sit there and watch YouTube all day. I'm like... Motherfucker, like, I'm here, like, I've done 20-hour fucking days in this place. What are you talking about? You know, you go home after 8 hours.
You notice how I'm wearing the same clothes as yesterday? I haven't left yet.
Yeah, oh yeah, but you get all the overtime. Yeah. You don't know how to do this. And I did what you do, and I worked my ass off to get out of that. I don't want to do what you do. You're good at what you do. I'm not good at what you do. I needed to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, Rich referenced it. What was his name? Robin. Well, whatever. The comic who came up with Bay Bay's Kids. He said the guy was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, his
splash that.
No, what he was talking about, he said, you know, his friends talking about, man, it's hard to get a job. It's like they're not walking around knocking on doors. Hey, we're handing out sweet gigs. We heard you needed one.
Dude, stop doing drugs for a fucking month. Go get a fucking job. There you go. Once you got your job, work there for 6 months, there's no more drug tests. Start smoking weed again on your own time.
Right.
On your own fucking time. Don't do it at work. Don't come in high. Don't fucking do it.
Or with anything, with bands. They're not walking around knocking on your door. Hey, we're handing out record contracts. Or anything, or if you're an actor. Hey, we're casting a movie in the area. We heard you're pretty good. No. Would you like to come be in our movie? It's like anything else
ass.
In life.
Bust your fucking ass.
You want it? We talked with young Cassius. Yes. Talked with, it's, if you, what did he say? Just do it. If you want it, just do it.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I really liked about Cassius, and that's part
at
of
this point, he was on earlier this week.
Yeah. I asked him about, I wanted to know how he got into the whole technical side of podcasting, and not so much just to be a geek and be like, oh yeah, you know, I engineer shit too. Let's talk audio.
Yeah, right.
Because I kind of had an idea of who this kid was just from his drive and everything. And, you know, he's 16 years old. He's got his own website and podcast and all this shit. And obviously this kid's got a drive. So I asked him, like, you know, you said that you do all this stuff yourself. You know, how did you learn all the technical stuff? He's like, I just had to, you know. Yeah. He knew what he wanted to do. He saw the end game, and he decided these are the obstacles in the way, you know, learning the technical aspects of getting a decent sounding recording on the air.
Dude, I had no idea about RSS feeds a year ago.
Right.
Dude, now fucking quiz me, dude.
Right.
I had to figure it out. If I'm going to run a podcast network, I better figure out how the fuck I'm going to do it.
Right.
You know, yeah, it's like, more than recording files and uploading them onto the internet. I mean, yeah. There's like
hours of editing and all kinds of other technical bullshit.
But even when we were getting the website up and going, there was just two weeks where every night before I go to bed, I was reading something about RSS feeds.
Right.
How to get the, you know, my new thing is SEO, search engine optimization.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's if you want to do something, you will figure it out.
Right. But, it's like the guy from Tim's Vermeer that he wanted to reproduce.
Oh my God, what an awesome. Yeah. Holy shit.
Wanted to reproduce a painting and went through the entire process of, like, he had to figure all this stuff out. He wasn't a painter. He didn't build furniture. He didn't do anything.
It took me half an hour to figure out how to use the paintbrush. Yeah. Took me 40 years. Guys, like, took me 40 years. Guys painting Vermeers, like wow, man. Like,
yeah.
Reproduce a Vermeer. Like,
this guy is exceptionally driven and talented and could do probably anything.
He's a savant. That dude's a savant.
But it
I just watched it the other day.
It is
fucking amazing.
Inspirational.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where it starts, is having that end game. Having that end game.
I want to try that. I totally want
to
try that.
And holding on to that vision. Like, this is where I want to be. Now let's figure out what all the steps are.
Right. Here's point A.
Yeah.
There's point Z. I got to figure out the rest of it.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How to actually get there, not just
walk aimlessly
through life.
Dude, the amount of money that guy spent to make that painting, holy crap. But wow, was it amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that guy was genius. My wife, you know, she's a painter, and mm-hmm. she's watching it, and she's just like, holy
fuck
shit.
You.
Yeah, that was exactly what she said. She's like, fuck you. She's like, what the fuck? And, like, his friend that he had come over, yeah, it took me half hour to figure out the paintbrush, but guy's like... It's all like, if he wasn't on TV, well, no, I'm surprised he didn't say, fuck you. It took me 40 years to do that, you know? I was like, wow. He said, what the fuck, man? I want to make one of those rigs up, though.
Yeah.
I do want to make one of those. I want to make one up for my wife. I want to see her do it. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know that.
What is it called? The thing that it's like a...
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a camera, but it doesn't take a picture. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of how to describe it, but you just
it's a lens. It's a lens, and he bounces on the wall and it bounces to a mirror and paints it from the edge of the mirror.
Right.
It's like, wow, that's how you get your color. That was pretty amazing, though. Yeah, I just watched that show the other day. That was like, I was like, eh, my wife's like, you be interested in this show? I'm like, I don't know. Just put it on. If I fall asleep, don't get mad at me. And I was just the whole time like, holy crap, man. This guy's amazing. What did he invent?
I
liked when he, I'm sorry, I like when he cut his freaking lathe in half because it wasn't long enough to make the leg of this freaking.
Right!
you don't usually cut this shit in half, like precision.
That's insane.
Yeah, I was like, oh. Like, you got the money just to cut that lathe in half, like,
right.
Whatever.
And he's not like some machinist guy who would be like, oh, no. We'll just cut it in half and I'll do it all the time.
No, well, that's
it. How the fuck am I going
to
do this?
I did like his explanation, though, where he said that I tend to do things like, so they just barely work, and sometimes they just don't.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well, there's another key, not being afraid of failure.
Right, right, right. Yep. Well, that's, you know, I was just recently asked, I was fixing a friend's computer. He's older, you know, he's in his 60s. He's mm-hmm. like, how the hell did you learn all this computer shit? And I'm like, I had to.
Right.
Like, I had to. My machine at home breaks, I got to fix it. How did I learn how to do networking? Well, I got cable internet a long time ago, like when it first came out. It was freaking Roadrunner was the name of it.
Yeah.
And I was having network problems, and I was on the phone with tech support a lot. So I learned a lot about networking just from talking to tech support, like basic networking stuff.
Yeah.
you know, how to just release IPs and renew them and set them for static and DHCP and blah, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, I know there's guys out there that freaking, like, can just smoke me on it. But, you know, it, like you said, it's necessity, you know?
Yeah.
Necessity is the mother of invention, if I can use that term kind of loosely, because I didn't invent it. It's just, you know, how to use it. How to use this invention. Necessity, you know? You want to run a podcast, you know, media company. You got to learn all that stuff. You have to learn all of it, you know? And, like, you got to, like, what's your drive? It's not just because, like, you just enjoy doing it. You want to make this the best you possibly can.
Yeah, when I was working at Guitar Center, I was kind of the go-to tech guy for recording things. And I used to get a lot of customers asking me, how did you learn all this shit? I was like, yeah, like you said, I had to. I'm a musician who wants to record his own stuff. I had to learn it.
Right.
And also, I don't want to be relying on somebody else and like, hey, can I come over and record some stuff?
Like five customers ago just asked me the same question, so I looked it up.
Right, that was another thing. Yeah.
Yeah, right. You felt like a genius because you figured something out. It took you 2 hours to figure it out, and then like five people later, they get to ask the same question. Be like, oh, yeah, it's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap.
Yep. That's how it goes down.
Yep. How do you know that? That's a good question. How do you know that? That would be like anything.
Right. Well,
what drives you? That's the answer.
Yeah. And it depends on who's asking the question. Like if it's somebody who, you know, this is kind of a side thing for them. And, you know, I can understand where not every artist needs to know how to record himself. And sometimes when artists get too mired down by technology, it doesn't actually further their art.
Right.
Whereas other times it was guys who were like, this is their thing. And I'm like, how do you not know this? How did you get this far without understanding these concepts?
I mean, you know, the thing is like people don't. A lot of people don't understand it. Like the engineer of the music is almost or is just as much of an artist as the artist that is creating or is doing the creation of the music, because the engineer can make that sound totally different.
Yeah.
Like I can, you know, so you played this guitar part, I'll make it sound like a fucking oboe. You know? I'll just process that shit. There you go, you sound like an oboe. You know, there's a xylophone for you. You just played Slayer and it sounds like a xylophone. That would be pretty cool, actually.
Oh, yeah. We got a marimba down here. Work on some Slayer covers. I'll learn how to play that thing.
I'll sing them. I can't play nothing. I'll sing them, though. I'll attempt to. I can't do the, you know.
I'm going to get the theremin.
There you go.
We'll do a marimba and theremin duo of Slayer covers.
That'd be awesome. Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
I love this idea.
That'd be awesome. You should play Iron Horse, Welcome to the Jungle. You'll like that. Yeah, there you go.
Let's see if you appreciate this.
Propaganda, death ensemble, buried. Yeah, right. I got it.
Corpses rotting through the night.
I've heard this. Scorched earth. He does one with the Angel of Death, too.
Oh, nice. Pendulum that shaves the blade, the scraping air blood rage. What I enjoy about listening to this is that I'm like, that's what they're singing about?
Yeah, man. You read Slayer lyrics, you're like, really? Yeah. I don't know if I want to listen to this anymore. That should put you on the no-fly list just for listening to that shit. Like, wow, you're a fucked up individual. You like this.
Yeah. I've heard this.
Yeehaw. I gotta short that intro like that. Yeah, let's make the long bluegrass intro.
If you do Paradise City, Iron Horse Paradise City. We got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Bring you to your knees. That's awesome. It's awesome.
Fuck it.
I got him with it again because I did it to him once before too.
Incredibly white.
Yeah. There you go.
I think we've listened to this one before.
We have listened to this one before, but I'll listen to it again. I know you got control, so it'll be shut off really quick. But goddamn bluegrass. think we talked about Steve Martin that episode too.
Yeah.
We got Undercover Brother up on the DVR. I'm just thinking about those mayonnaise sandwiches. Denise Richards is feeding Eddie Griffin.
I didn't make it through that movie.
My wife the other day, speaking of that, my wife comes out the other day. I'm eating a sandwich, right? She's like, what you eating? It's a peanut butter Miracle Whip. She's like,
oh, gross.
That is gross.
No, it is. It's fucking amazing. Throw some bananas on there. It's even better.
Oh, whatever, Elvis.
That's fried banana sandwich.
Oh, right.
But, oh, man, Miracle Whip and peanut butter, you all love it.
No.
Everybody thinks it's gross till you try it. I don't know. I grew up on that, so.
There you go. We'll take it out old school. At least for us in Detroit. I know
you want to. Oh, yeah. This is my shit.
Yeah, this is my jam.
I think the first time I've not heard this song on, like, psychotropic drugs.
Yeah, I think you're about right.
Did you some bitch next to me with a pacifier? Her pupils are black. You have black eyes. Oh, I've just been doing ecstasy for 4 days. Yeah.
Why don't you take that pacifier out of your
chewing
mouth
a hole through
second.
Their cheek.
Come on, we can do it.
Yeah, we can make sandwiches. How this was
fucked up were these guys?
This was created by one of the Record Time alumni, Brian Gillespie.
Oh, is this Brian Gillespie? Yeah,
Brian Gillespie
right.
In Paris.
Okay.
For the two guys who were Detroit Grand Poobas.
Right on.
Santa's here.
Oh, but you're home.
Are you spry?
Let me fix you some sandwiches.
I wanted to get him. What the fuck is with you and sandwiches?
I gotta,
Are you fucking with me, kid?
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite line in the whole movie, Bad Santa.
I got my three kids all to myself this weekend.
Yeah.
My wife's going on a scrapbooking weekend to a bed and breakfast.
Wow.
Good for her. She's going to get hammered. I told her.
Hope you mean by alcohol.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I told her to take video if it's the other way. Also, what's good for the gander is good for the goose in that case.
I would.
Some tit for tat.
Did
so
I mention? Did I mention I wanted to go to a massage parlor? Well, I may just change which type I go to. Be calling my buddy up, hey bro.
Man, all right.
Where's the local rub and tug?
Hey guys, thanks for listening, thanks for clicking, thanks for liking, thanks for sharing, thanks for subscribing for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for telling a friend. I probably already said that, but that's how important it is because that's how podcasts work. We drop every Monday and Thursday. Check out all of the other shows on ChristopherMedia.net. So stay tuned, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.